There are many roads to becoming a parent. Craig and Ken Hart Rolfs have already journeyed down a few of them. The Bloomington couple say they've always wanted to be parents, so after getting married in 2020, the Hart Rolfs immediately began exploring ways to start their family. The couple tells WGLT's Sarah Nardi surrogacy was crossed off the list early on. Craig Hart Rolfs says they quickly realized the costs were just too high.
So then we moved to fostering and looking into doing that. We actually made it through most of the training. I want to say we were 3/4 of the way done with that. But they really stress a lot in the process how the ultimate goal is for reunification of the family and how you could raise the child for a couple years, build that connection and relationship, and then the child is ultimately reconnected with the mom. And we didn't feel like that was something we could handle at the time, especially wanting our own child. So it's one of those things that's still in the back of our mind that we hope to do in the future. But for now, we felt adoption was the safest and best option for us.
And Ken, if I can ask you, by many accounts, adoption is a very arduous process. It's often a very long process and painful in a lot of cases. Can I ask where are you now on your adoption journey?
So we signed in June. So where we're at right now, we've had our home study. We're just waiting for essentially a pregnant woman to pick us. And so it's a lot of sort of waiting, sort of tempering expectations a lot. Try not to get your hopes up too much because obviously it's always a possibility that it doesn't happen. I mean, it's a weird place to be in, right? Because the phone call could happen at any time. It could happen while we're sitting here right now talking, right?
Yeah, so, I guess, that is crazy to think about. You could suddenly be pregnant, so to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know a lot of times adoptive parents have different kinds of relationships with the birth mother. Have you thought about what you're open to in terms of having a relationship with a woman if she were interested in being part of the child's life to some extent? How does that work?
Yeah, so based off of most of what we've read and been told by different people involved in adoptions, most are open adoptions going forward from this point. So that kind of that established relationship with the birth mother, they have varying degrees of contact. So some of them are where you send a picture and a quick update every year, mm-hmm. essentially. Others involve where you do two birthday parties, one with your family and then another one with the birth mother exclusively and some of her family. So there are just a lot of levels to it. But as far as our comfort with it, we have already told Angel Adoption to mark this as being fully supportive of an open relationship with the birth mother.
I was reading an article in preparing to talk to you both, and it was written, I think, in 2008. And it was someone purporting to make a scientific argument as to why it would be better to not adopt children into same-sex households. And reading something like that, even just from 2008, felt kind of like a relic, you know, because it seems we've just evolved eons beyond that kind of thinking. Does it feel that way to you?
I think at least in my personal experience, especially here in Bloomington, I mean, it's never been an issue walking around with Craig or even, you know, telling friends and coworkers that we're looking to adopt. Everyone's been very supportive.
I would just add to that, I mean, both of our families are super supportive, our friends. We both come from our parents have both been married for long periods of time. His parents are over 30 years. My parents are 40 years. We have siblings that are married with my sibling has children. His hopefully soon. We have the support and the stability that we think we would be able to raise a child in, provide a comfortable, stable, and loving environment for us. So and everyone so far that we know agrees with us.
I saw that you have a Puggle. How do you think the Puggle will react to the baby?
He will be great. He's never had an issue. He's one of the most like mild tempered dogs, and we look forward to it. He's getting a little up there in age. He'll be 9 in March. But yeah, he's very patient and loves to lounge. So those first couple of years will be pretty good before the baby's too mobile.
Yeah, that's when you get the ear pulling.
Yes.
Yeah. And just last question, becoming a parent, you know, and just taking that first step, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. How much do you have to steel yourselves against the possibility that your family might not look the way you imagine it will?
I mean, I think there's certainly a lot of that. I think, especially with adoption, you don't really know if it'll happen at all, or if it happens, how exactly that will look, or the relationship with the birth mother. So there are a lot of considerations. I think I try not to get too excited just yet. I mean, we haven't even connected with a birth mother yet. And so I think you do have to sort of temper your expectations, because otherwise, you know, if it doesn't happen, or it doesn't happen the way you want it to, it'll just be that much more disappointing, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I think you do have to sort of keep yourself in check a little bit.
Yep. And when you're getting started, you actually are able to set a list of, I guess, conditions on the child or the birth mother regarding race, sex. For us, we said we were open to race and gender. We didn't really have any specification. We were just hoping for a child.
That was Craig and Ken Hart Rolfs of Bloomington. They spoke with WGLT's Sarah Nardi.